Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day.
Waiting for the break.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Gary Pitzfer is our guest. His book is called Your Family Business, Your Family Net Worth. He's the CEO and the founder of Castle Wealth Advisors, Financial Planners. Gary, thanks again for being here. We got a new administration, perhaps you heard, and they're right out of the box. President Biden is turning things upside down, so much so that it makes it hard for somebody like me, who's and you really, who've been we've been around a long time, and we've got enough of a taproot that we can kind of see things happening around us and make a little bit of a projection as to where things are going to wind up. I mean, I've been doing it for over 20 years. Under the circumstances, it's kind of hard to triangulate where things are going, because things are being done in a way that are illogical. What do you think?
Well, what I'm concerned about is some of the comments for business owners on how they may change capital gains. And another one is step up in basis, because these business owners over 30 or 40 or 50 years have a lot of capital gains in their buildings, in their companies, even in their homes have gone up in value. And if they take away, and they tried this several years ago, and it didn't pass, but if they take away a step-up in basis, these business owners are going to have a huge tax if they think about selling the company. So every time we talk to business owners in all 50 states, that step-up in basis is so important.
Explain that.
You take a farmer.
Explain the step-up in basis.
Well, let's say the business owner has a building that's a retail store or a warehouse, and he paid $100,000 for it 30, 40 years ago, and now it's worth $1 million.
Right.
Just to pick a round number.
And it's paid off, and he's depreciated everything.
Right. Now, when he dies today, that asset takes a step up in basis to $1 million, and the family gets that basis, or they can sell it for $1 million and pay no capital gains.
Right.
But if they take away that basis, step up in basis, if they take that away, then if the owner died, the family gets it for $100,000, they sell it for $1 million, and they're going to pay capital gains on the $900,000.
And they're talking about not doing away with the basis, step up and raising capital gains. So they could be paying $300,000 on that $1 million inheritance. As if that little family was part of the problem, right?
Yep. And then the other thing that's going to impact us is the lifetime exemption, which last year it was $11,400,000. This year, you can give away, you can transfer to your family $11,700,000. Or if I die, I can transfer assets to my children, and avoid the 40% estate tax on $11,700,000.
Right.
They're talking about pushing that back down to where it was several years ago at either $5 million or $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
So if they bring that down and take away basis, people that have appreciated assets, like business owners all over the country, the tax is going to be astronomical.
Yeah, and you could say, why would they do that? Why would they do that? Well, part of the reason they're doing it is they think they're punishing the big guys, and they wind up punishing the little guys. That's one. The other thing is they get blood in their eye with the money they think they can collect to spend on things that make no sense, like, you know, well, whatever their socialist agenda is, they think they can collect that money. And you and I both know the advantage to the country is microscopic compared to the advantage that it could do for those families. And that money, and you and I both know that money is reinvested in the communities.
Yeah, the typical business that's got, you know, less than 75 employees, there's millions of them. You know, so if these tax laws that we just talked about happen, and I don't know if they will or not, it depends on the House of Representatives and the Senate and how they vote. I don't know. We're going to be watching. We're watching every week.
That's what we're doing. We have to watch this because if they do it, here's the thing. Somebody out there might be thinking, well, shoot, if some kid gets $11 million tax-free, that's not right. But, hey, folks, what if that $11 million isn't cash? What if it's in property and inventory and equipment and it's making a payroll for 50 people and if they have to pay taxes on the transfer, the company has to shut down and all those people lose their jobs? That's the more likely scenario, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah, that's what – not only does the family pay a lot of tax, but 50 people lose their jobs.
Yeah.
And the community where those 50 people go to eat, where they buy groceries,
yeah,
the doctor, the pharmacy, all those businesses, that ripple effect is huge in every little community everywhere.
Well, that's what I've been saying now since we started this pandemic thing. Whenever a small business collapses, at least one family collapses. And depending on the size of the business, it could be many families. One business collapses, many businesses collapse. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with our good friend Gary Pittsford. He's the founder of Castle Wealth Advisors.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.